This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We eventually come back hella high water. And I'm not proud of our communication this year. Not proud of the lack of communication. I'm not proud of how long it took us to like figure it out, honestly.
This year for me just felt like, I'm sorry, go ahead. I felt like a normal couple. Like the normalized, stereotypical couple.
Yeah.
All right, we're good. 1, 2, 3, let me step into the moon. Am I the one you see when you get into the mood? I tell them pump them keys while I keep up with your shoes. We got a real nice thing in the pattern of the groove. I can feel it flowing through. I see the sun so clear when you roll it down your back. As a matter of fact.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in realish time. Yes, we're still alive.
Welcome all new and veteran listeners. We're glad you tuned in. And a special shout out to our A1 Day Ones, Chosen Family, and Gang over on Patreon. We actually have a meeting tonight. Y'all are some real ones. Thank you for your continued support and community. And thank you to all our listeners for tuning in to this final episode. Of the season,
not of forever, but of the season. It's time for us to wrap this up. It's been a long year.
It has.
All right. So this season's theme was resolve. And in this episode, we're going to do a relationship check-in and catch all up on where we've been and wrap this year up.
Yeah. In our first segment, we're going to discuss a few things that stood out to us this year. We're each going to take 3 things. We're going to also reveal our favorite episodes this year and our favorite collab of this year. Next, we're going to do a relationship check-in where we rate how we're feeling about sex, money, communication, and parenting.
Throwback to episode, what was that? What was the first time we did a relationship check-in?
I think it was called Relationship Check-In. It was years ago.
It was in one of the top 10, wasn't it? Like the first 10 episodes?
I don't know.
I know we've done another one since. I just wanted to
know. No, we've done a few since. I can't remember, actually. But I can go back and look.
I go back and we find out.
And before I fight or flight, we'll give superlatives to our most engaged Patreon supporters of this year. As y'all know, we do this annually. And everybody always gets a kick out of them. And later.
This time we have physical gifts, though.
Do we?
Well, we'll be emailing them.
Later, we have our fight or flight. Where today?
I am going to be confronting Randy about something that has been bothering me since we got married. She did it today. She did it yesterday. She did it the day before yesterday. And I was like, oh, this actually does bother me and I need it to stop. So, yeah, we're going to fight today. Should be fun.
All right. Finally, we'll wrap it up with our PDA segment, y'all, where we will share something we're proud of each other for and or express gratitude.
We hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. So backstory. This year has been a spotty year of podcasting for us. Maybe our spottiest. We've moved out of the Batcave. Mm-hmm. We started new courses, started new jobs, became godparents.
Both of us this year actually became godparents for the first time.
Yeah. And more. So we wanted to give a final episode, y'all, for the season to close out this wild 2024. And before we get like into, you know, our three things of the year that stood out to us, we want to talk a bit about
we're freestyling. Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to freestyle?
So this year has been, as you know, a lot, which we like everyone who's listening to this, anyone who experienced this year is aware of it. I actually compiled a list of major events of 2024. I'm not going to read them all because it's a lot. And some of these things I forgot. It's December. Mm-hmm. Just for the first 5 months of the year, it was absolute mess since Cat Williams did what he did. Mm-hmm. But more so related to me and you, we, as you just mentioned, we haven't recorded an episode with the two of us since September.
Yeah.
So it's been about 2 months. How are you?
I'm okay. As the year is ending, is all making sense. But yeah, it was a tough year. It was a tough year of marriage. It was a tough year globally, you know, regionally, domestically. It was a tough year. It was a tough year, but also it was really a fun year and a good year.
Yeah.
And I feel like I spent a lot more time outside.
Oh, for sure.
Than I have done in the past few years. And this was a year of where I think I've tried new things the most. Like I've been doing a lot. And you've been doing a lot. And it feels a nice sense. You know, we got out of the Batcave and we have windows and sunlight. And that has really changed everyone, and
down to the dog.
I think it makes sense in hindsight that this year was a mixed bag. Because we have not ever lived alone as a family without extended family
and since having a child.
Right. And we've never lived above ground. And
since having a child,
we are still, you know, consistently every day healing from the birth and loss of Noble.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. Like, we're just never going to be the same. And I think this year, because we didn't have the added pressure of being in the Batcave and all of that, and like just managing our emotions and depression with that, a lot of the other stuff was able to come forward. Which was hard, you know. I got evaluated for ADHD. it's been a thing, okay?
Yeah.
But yeah, how about you?
Same. I would say it was a full year, maybe too much at times. Heavy, a lot of stuff going on. But just as you said, like, I don't know, it's a lot of like high highs, low lows this year. We've done a lot of really great things as a family that I thought were beautiful. That Tennessee trip will forever be one of like the best trips that I've ever had, with you and Drew and mountains and valleys and Beyonce.
Oh yeah. Cause Cowboy Carter had
came
just
out this year.
Mm-hmm.
Bodyguard, still one of the top songs ever in rotation. That thing going platinum in my Spotify. it's literally on my list. That's like number 10 of the notable things that happened this year. Pair that with the fact that we have been, we're in a space that we just haven't been in, like as you, like you said, within 5 years at least, with just us and above ground, even with things going to hell around us, we've been finding ways to still be us, find each other. It was also like one of our roughest years, I would say, being married. And then like we always do, find each other again, figure it out. Plan, figure it out, work on it, which has been nice. Come back to communicating with each other. The podcast was always like a catalyst, and I think served as a safe space and a good space for us to just talk. And I know we ain't been talking because we started talking recently and we realized we haven't been talking. Going through our own things individually, coming back to each other and dealing with stuff together, I think. It's just been good for us. So So we're going to talk about like three things that like stood out to us this year. But a lot has happened and a lot has shaped who we will be and who we are moving forward. Good and bad, like any married couple. But I love you.
I love you.
And I took stock of the whole year and really just sat and thought about it for a minute. And overall, in summary, it wasn't the worst year. It wasn't the worst year.
Worst year in comparison?
Yeah.
Like, to what?
We lost multiple children. Like it wasn't the worst year of my life. It was hard, but we've learned so much in the last 10 years that we got to apply this year in a different way that I think helped. Like I feel like we're different.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Just wanted to talk to you.
That's okay, babe. I'm sure everybody will enjoy this insight. And obviously.
All right. But we did have, so three things that just stood out to us this year. Three things that we just want to highlight. Highlights of the year.
For me, it was the Palestinian genocide and its effect on me. I know that's like, that's been going on for like 400 plus days. And actually, it's actually older than.
Wait, did you say days?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
And it's older than we, like, you know, more than this year. So I've been learning a lot about the Palestinian movement, and there's the Palestinian youth community here in Atlanta. I cannot be part of it because I'm not Palestinian, but obviously they are allies of a lot of the Black organizations here, and there's just a lot of overlap when it concerns the active streamable genocide that's happening right now and the things that we are experiencing domestically, and also the things that we as Black people have always experienced. And so it feels very familiar to me. The people especially impacted and affected by the Palestinian genocide feel like siblings to me. It feels like watching family literally be slaughtered and it to be justified. And it's really been standing out to me because I'm like, if they can get us used to watching people die all the time for 400 days across the sea, then they will absolutely eventually start doing that same shit over here in a more active way. Like they're just there. I feel like we're all being groomed to be desensitized. And
it's interesting.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm learning a lot and I'm very moved by Palestinian resilience, because like I said, it's very similar to Black American Southern resilience. And
so I was just curious. So you said it feels like we are being groomed to.
Yeah. Like, remember when the pandemic first happened and how they started doing all those fireworks for months and days and nights on end?
The most random shit.
And it wasn't just happening to us. Everybody was like randomly online.
People were very confused. Yeah.
And was like, why are they doing fireworks at the crack of ass all the time? Like, that was not no fucking coincidence. That's not even a conspiracy. That's just not a coincidence. And so by the time, though, while it was still very frustrating, by the time it stopped, we was all like, oh, it took a minute to realize they hadn't been setting off fireworks. And I do not think, considering especially the history of the United States, either, you know, with COINTELPRO and all the stuff about the CIA and all the stuff, it is not so uncommon or conspiracy to think that, you know, they trying to desensitize us to watching people die all the time.
Do you not already feel desensitized to that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I do not.
Oops.
I do not feel desensitized at all. That is not, I know when we talk a lot about culture and things, but that is not the people I come from. And this year I feel especially activated spiritually, supernaturally, and ancestrally, because that is not us. And so while it is incredibly sad and devastating, I'm also feeling also incredibly empowered and hopeful. Though, you know, obviously we can't see a way out right now. But yeah, so that's the first thing that's been for me this whole year. How about you?
No, I know that was something that just been weighing on you heavy all year. It's a lot to take in. We've talked about this before, like mentally where I'm at and where that takes you. And I get it. I was looking up something because while you were talking about it, I first remember hearing about conflict in Palestine in 2006. I had to Google it because I was trying to make sure. It was on Lupe mixtape in high school. First and 15th, I think, or Rhyming 8 was the first time. It was the first time I heard anybody like mention it. That was a long time ago for anyone who's like counting, because you had mentioned like it's been like 400 days or something. To that. I was like, I've been hearing about this our whole life. I went and did more research before I get to like my thing. I was like, all the artists that I've ever listened to that mentioned this conflict, who are they? Wu-Tang was one of them. Method Man heavily. Like it, I was like, there was a lot, and this has been talked about for a very long time. And this is the first time, not the first time, but the impact is different now because of the horrible shit that has happened over. It's just, it's far worse than what has happened historically so far.
No.
As far as like what is being shared and the information that is out there.
The only thing that's changed is the technology.
Yes. And so because now it's in your face, along with everything else that you've seen, there have been shootings all year. There have been bombing. Yeah. There have been like everything else that happens. Another person is dead. We're not even doing hashtags no more. It's not, the protests have like, has become a thing. It's no longer a thing like it was when we all had time to like really sit and focus on one thing. The pandemic, everybody's acting like, you know, COVID no longer exists, and we all just kind of like moving forward. Like it just, you know, like.
Well, that's, people have been protesting, but the problem is the violence in response to the protesting has.
Yeah. So like I'm saying, like it's just.
Yeah, it's been. Yeah.
Things have been messy outside of the scope of just like our marriage. But that is something that I know that has affected you and, you know, bothered you.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you're doing something about it and doing something with that energy. And I think anybody else listening to this who may be feeling the way also should.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. How about you?
What I put? All right. So mine was a little bit more fun. Rap beef has been the highlight. A highlight of my year, and it has been entertaining to me because it has been centered around my favorite artist. I have made mention of all three of these artists throughout the course of our podcast for the last 5 years, and I had looked it up because I wanted to have like dates for this. Not Like Us was released in May, on May 13th. This has been going on for the first, like for half a year. Yeah. All of this has happened. And Kendrick recently released an album, which we love, in case anyone is wondering. Drew knows the words. Kendrick is for the kids. and so this has been an enjoyable year for me, at least as far as like music is concerned, not just because of the rap beef, but I've taken time to just listen to albums more, dive into like artists that I've been interested in. And when things are like, when things aren't necessarily the best, sometimes all I genuinely have is like music, something to like put me in like a different mood. And the music that has come out this year, and I'm not even just talking about Kendrick. I mean, even if I'm just highlighting like TDE art, a Schoolboy Q album came out this year. Absol had two albums that come out this year. I've had West Side Gun music. I had like just like R&B music has dropped this year. I've been going international and listening to more artists over there. I love Joy Crooks. I'm so glad that I discovered her. I didn't discover her. Like people have already known who this woman is, but like I'm glad that she's now a part of my everyday playlist. Good R&B, great R&B has been highlighted and showcased, and Victoria Monet got flowers all year, like like little things, right? Coco Jones, like it's just, it's really, really nice to see artists get light shown on them, and it's been really, really nice to hear some of the music that has come out of it. So like I started by highlighting rap beef, but because that was one of the things that set it off, and I feel like maybe it might have let people know like, hey, y'all don't have to make bullshit music in order to be relevant. Y'all can still talk y'all shit, y'all can still put some really good shit out there. And one of the conversations that I love that has come from this entire like beef is just highlighting that good music will reach who it's supposed to reach. And good music is undeniable. Like good music. That's all. So that was one of the things that was big to me this year. Kind of helped me push through, deal with, balance, all that good stuff.
Yeah, it was a really good year of music.
It's a good year for music. I know I missed some other things. I know Beyonce really started out. Like
what you did give praise to earlier.
Usher capped off his Vegas mess from the year before by doing the Super Bowl this year. So like That was in February.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like it was a really good year for me. That man skated all up and down the football field, right? Like that was show. I felt we were there in my mind. It felt good.
It was, yeah.
It's nice knowing all the words.
Yeah. And it felt
because we from here. You know what I'm saying?
And I haven't seen Usher live since I was a kid at the Confessions concert. And the fact that the performance is so similar in the sense of, you know, his respect for it and how good he is at it. Just like, oh, excuse me. It's just like, he is still Usher. Usher. Okay. Thanks, babe.
Yeah. All right, what's your second thing?
For me, my second thing is Kendrick Lamar alone.
Okay.
As y'all know, Kendrick is a Gemini.
Let's talk, girl. Come on.
And I am Gemini rising, which means that's in my first house of identity and all the things. And when I tell you I understand Kendrick on a deep level about how he tired of the bullshit.
Everybody understands Kendrick.
I mean, everybody do. But like for me, I understand him on a deep level. And somebody was like, Kendrick did, I don't know if it was on Blue Sky or Twitter, but somebody was like, Kendrick did some like self-work and realized he was disgusted. Like he just, like, it ain't.
Well, he said it.
Yeah.
He literally said it.
He's fucking disgusted. And he has alchemized that disgust and has been blessing us with really good music.
Solid work.
All year. And even his past albums, you know.
Real quick, y'all. Context. Y'all know where me and Randy are from, right? We are from Atlanta. Yes. Just Atlanta, right?
Yes.
I spent half my life in New York. Like, it's a thing. That album dropped. All these songs have been dropping. I wanted to be from LA so bad.
I saw
somebody said, I'm from Los Atlanta. And I was like, I felt, he's like, since this album came out, I am now from Los Atlanta.
I want to be.
Y'all, we've been dancing like we from there.
Yeah.
It just, something about the music just hit our spirit. And now we all apparently just know all the dance moves that go there. And we make it look good too. Like, it's natural. Anyway.
Yeah. I've been really just, it's been really nice to just, you know, I see artistry, and quality writing.
Oh, and I got to the sound of it, but yeah, when we words,
yes,
content, boy, it's
been really, and it's been such a fun battle to follow between him and Drake specifically, and
it started fun, but then it got not fun.
No, it's still fun for me.
Nah, once Kendrick did the song on the Alchemist beat, I was like, oh, this is not.
No,
this
like,
is
oh,
not
yeah,
gonna
that,
be just
is that
fun.
The curse song?
Yeah,
because there's a curse song that he dropped that I can't listen to ever since we all. Because I remember when it dropped and everybody in the world listened to it.
Yes,
and collectively we all were like, I'm sad.
And then like, he released Not
I think,
Like Us.
Like, I was like, I gotta go watch Golden Girls.
No, right after he depressed everybody.
Like, I had to go to bed. Actually, yeah. Mike, I think I lit an incense. Like, I lit some Nog Champa.
I feel like
I walked through the house. I opened the windows because that song is cursed. And people was like playing it over and over again. I'm like, how? Is that possible? I hear the starting beat. I'm like, oh, yep, and then it drops, and I'm like, oh, wait, no, nope.
Yep, take a break. Skip. Take a step away.
I have not listened to that song all the way through since we first listened to that song.
I listened to it maybe about 20 times through. I was like, I just want to make sure I'm like,
no,
I'm good.
I'll just read the lyrics on Genius and
see not the same.
What he, yeah, that's oh, me. God. But yeah, so Kendrick has really been. You know, and all these celebrities got their politics and shit that is irritating as fuck.
He did his thing for the writers. I can see why you.
But yeah, when it concerns communication and really showing out and
clear messaging.
Yes. I truly appreciated who he was this year. How about you?
I love you. No, obviously thing. The same. man, this whole thing has been interesting to watch. All the conversations have taken place all over the world. We normally don't really get to talk about like current events, you know. A lot of our content is very much like relationship focused, but this has been a large part of our relationship, y'all.
Yeah,
because y'all know music is very important to Randy and I, and also these artists are artists that we are all connected to and have played a part in some part of our lives, in some part of our relationship, in some form of fashion. And Kendrick has been a part of that forever.
Yeah, forever.
And Cole and Drake, like it's a thing. And so to see these men mature into who they are, or not mature into who they are, and see where stuff has ended up, it's just interesting.
Yeah,
it's just interesting.
That's a word. Interesting is a word. How about you, babe? What's your second thing that stood out to you?
All right, so the second thing that stood out this year is election BS.
Yeah,
This was an election year. Election years are messy. Election years are problematic. This election year
was violent.
Super messy, super problematic. Super, just add super to all of the words. It was bad. It was rough from beginning to end. I wish I could say I was surprised. Yeah. I did my part, yet and still, you know, like this is where we are. And I'm not surprised that this country does what this country does. I understand it. I get it. It's unfortunate. It's reality, though. When all these things come up, it always just reminds me of what's important to me and what I want to take care of and what I want to focus on, which is just what I do have control over and what I do have power in, which is my family, my life to some extent. And that's the part that I want to like feed into. So, but I hate when people become like super fans of politicians. Like as a politician, you know, like people like, get
ain't
vote
nobody
for your interest.
Seen it's Batman.
Okay. Like I don't think that you should be tattooing any candidate's face
anybody
on you and shit. And like I don't think it's not that serious. And this year, just like every election year, it becomes quote unquote that serious to people. And it was just a mess. And I was so tired of those text messages.
Yeah.
I was so tired of responding, I hate you, and then blocking and deleting the threads.
I just started reporting a lot of them because a lot of them were just like, hey, we texted you 5 days ago. Like, why do you know that?
What was crazy
is, how did you get my number?
After we voted.
They all
stopped. Why are you still texting?
No, no,
I still kept getting texts for donations.
And then I said I voted, and then it stopped.
Stop asking. I'm not giving you money. Why the fuck would I be giving you money?
I need money.
We all need money.
Tennessee, North Carolina, all these hurricanes. Just what are y'all
that's
doing?
That's on my notable list. For the first time I saw, like in my lifetime that I can remember, like heavy flooding in Tennessee and the Carolinas, mm-hmm. because of a hurricane, which is not something that I've like growing up that we would like see. The storms this year were a fucking mess. Disgusting hurricanes. That's on the list. But yeah, just I'm looking forward to the break in election year stuff for the next 4 years. Though it's not really a break because we still got to like do the next 4 years. But yeah, that's me.
Thanks, babe. I mean, I don't think that elections or anything will look the same in 4 years. but I understand that there are hills people have
what
to die
mean?
On. And
so my wife told me about this thing called solar punk, right? And like, there's a different perspective that you can have with like
an
outlook
about
on the world. If you haven't go back and listen to the indie. But from what I heard and what I remember, apparently there's like a way that you could look at things positively. Well, instead of
create a better picture, a better future, but my better future does not include elections. Like with these candidates, like,
got it.
These are shitty options. This is not very solar punky. It's giving fascism and dictatorship.
But it could be, you know. No,
if they had a massive character development arc, absolutely, it could be.
All right, last thing that stood out to you this year.
Last thing stood out to me is blue sky and friendships. Okay,
hey, talk about it.
So I've been having so much fun over on Blue Sky, y'all. I will say what my social thing is.
The website was made for you.
It feels like, because on Twitter I would just kind of like, what's the word, creep. Because
yeah,
I never
gotta like shrink when you walk into like
a, no, I didn't join shrink, Twitter at a point where I was at all very confident. I, you know, constantly watching people getting cussed out and all these things. Like I speaking out, you know, at one point mom was following me, family was following me. Like I just never felt like I could really be myself until of course I created boundaries and things. But Blue Sky feels so refreshing, especially because when everybody made the jump more recently, at the time of this recording, a lot of people were just following each other. There are people I have been following for years and really respect their work that follow me. The author of The Rainbow Fish followed me after I shared that his book really impacted my life, and it did. There's like, you can create feeds and stuff. So I often spend a lot of my time just looking at books and being able to engage with books. And I'm very confident about my hobbies and the books I enjoy. And so it feels nice to be seen and heard, even if no one engages, mm-hmm. for something that is actually me.
Yes.
And so that has been a lot of fun. And my friendships have also just been, it's been a really good year to have girlfriends. And
yeah.
Shout out to Amber, because she has a wonderful podcast, y'all, that I need to have her on. But the podcast is called Stepdaddy Season, and it is just amazing, and it's such a labor of love, and I'm just so proud of, like, the things.
Actually, let's just put that out there. Next season, Amber on this podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Manifesting. It's just been a great year. Mm-hmm. Which I will also hear in the superlatives to our Patreons, but I am grateful for a friendship.
Real friendship.
Like, yeah, real friendship. And, like, it's just been a peace. And in that way, it's been very peaceful. And it's so funny because my dad was just like, y'all used to talk about me, but you had crazy ass friends. And I was like, well, my friendships reflected the house I grew up in.
Immediately put it back on. Just
he was like, I knew you was going to try to blame me. And I was like, it was y'all's fault.
At all.
He was like, well, I did try to tell y'all. And to his credit, he really did. He'd be like, that person
that girl don't like
is
you.
Not, and that guy not is for not you. It. He's like, I tried to tell y'all because they was so much like us. I was trying to tell y'all. And I was like, to be fair, you're absolutely right. You did that, Father. You are. And now look at us. You know? We didn't have to learn so many hard lessons. So hard, but absolutely my friendships reflected what I thought was normal.
This year reflected a lot of things that we learned. Like, I think we just, the stuff we learned, we put into practice. And it just kind of fell in line with, like, other things, which, like, made, like, that's why there was rough and then there was, like, really good.
Yeah. It's like, oh, well, you know, like.
Which honestly makes me really hopeful for next year.
Yeah.
For us.
We went
individually,
to a beautiful wedding.
Jointly.
We were in this beautiful wedding.
Girl.
In New York, I didn't even know New York had a country. Like, there's a countryside
to
New
Edison
York.
Edison and Olivia.
Yeah,
we love y'all. If y'all hear this, absolutely beautiful wedding.
Yeah, I mean, we had so much.
No, because you mentioned it before. We spent this year more time this year
outside
in nature,
yeah.
out doing stuff than we have in a long time. Right, since the pandemic, we could just call it, like, it just is what it is. But, like, also, me and Randy used to be outside when we were younger.
Yeah. When I was allowed to be.
You know? And so, like, no, I'm talking about just when we were in our 20s.
Like,
in our
college
just,
and stuff,
we would just be outside. So it was nice to just, we stepped out a lot this year.
We were out.
Which felt good. And we're going to do it again next year. Because why the fuck not?
Yeah. But yeah, that's me.
So I think we're in alignment on some of these. Mine is very similar. However, you highlighted friendships. Mine, one of the things that just stood out to me was just loss and perspective. So just like every year, we lose people, we lose things, things happen. But this year was messy. I had a list. I have a list. Notable deaths in 2024. All right. People that stood out to me. James Earl Jones died this year.
Yeah.
That was something. Quincy Jones died this year.
Yeah.
That threw me off. But one of the bigger ones that stood out to me was DJ Clark Kent.
Yeah.
I've mentioned Clark Kent in episodes long ago, mostly when highlighting, like, sneakers. For anyone who does not know, DJ Clark Kent was Jay-Z's DJ, to simplify it. He has done much more than that, but just to be really, really quick, DJ Clark Kent was one of my favorite DJs growing up. He is literally responsible for my Gmail that I first created in high school.
Clark Kent.
This is Clark Kent. at gmail.com. Like, so my gamer tag when I got my PlayStation 3, that is what I created, and that is what it is based off of. He's from Brooklyn originally, and DJ Clark Kent reminds me so much of one of my uncles growing up. Not my uncle that passed, but my other uncle who was very much present and did his best to kind of help out with me, helping my mom out as I was growing up. My uncle Oren, he was my uncle that would help me get shoes before the school year started. My uncle that would let me know that what I'm wearing is not fresh, I need to go change. My uncle that let me know that I was full of shit and I'm a bad liar. My uncle who would, like, he was an ass. He was really, really big on, like, standards. And there are some things that he drilled into me that I will absolutely appreciate just as a man. And when we lose people, we gain perspective. Dealing with loss doesn't always look the same depending on the people that we lose. Another person that I lost this year was my grandfather. My grandfather and I had a complicated relationship. He had a complicated relationship with everyone.
Yeah.
But I love that old man, that really mean old man, who was mean because of all the things that he had been through and experienced in life. And also because that's just who he was. But for all of his faults and all of his great sides as well, I got to see more of the person that he was in the last like 4 or 5 years. And I got to just talk to him more because he wasn't just being an old angry man. He actually wanted to like share his stories, and he would tell me about his parents and his grandparents. And I found out we come from people with like the oldest of biblical ass names. Like there's a Josephus. Like what, like why? And in hearing these like beautiful stories, it just made me really happy because I got to like spend some time with him. I really got to like know him. And that healed something in me that I felt not broke, but just was hurt or injured when I lost Noble. There are not a lot of, I don't have a lot of like men to men relationships. And the ones that I had or do have, are sometimes like complicated. You also highlighted again why friendships are so important. I've reconnected with my friends this year as well. And that came and stems from, again, my grandfather. But when we lose, sometimes we gain. And with all of the losses that happened this year, I feel like just a lot was gained. Perspective. I have a different energy and mood. When things go bad, I'm not just going straight to panic mode. I still have to, you know, I still have my habits. Like I'm still going to like plan and figure out what's next, but it's not all doom and gloom anymore. There's some appreciation for what was whenever I lose something. And I don't know. I just again, just perspective. Just this year made things look a little bit clearer to me. It also forced me to take care of myself in ways that I just hadn't before.
Yeah.
I bought a PS5, y'all. Hey. I treated myself, you know, like just for, like for real.
Yeah.
All the bills were paid. Everyone is fine. There's money. I did something for myself and nobody died. And it felt really good. I got back to riding motorcycles this year. I started a small business, y'all. I teach motorcycle lessons. Like these, like things happened that felt really, really good, that I genuinely enjoyed. And it came from a lot of spaces, like a lot of different areas and places. And one of those was also just like encouragement from you.
Me as in the listeners. I'm fine. Sounded like.
No, not from y'all. No, I ain't talking about y'all. No, my baby. y'all went with me shooting in the gym. But Randy, this year has been rough. I'm not talking about the rough part. The ways that you have fed me and have fed us have been really, really great and are absolutely appreciated, which is why we are able to get to the end of the year and we still like each other now, today. But yeah, man, perspective. Sometimes that's all you can get out of years like this. But that's me.
Thanks, babe. That was good. All right.
All right. Oh, the next part. All right. So, okay. Our favorite episodes this year.
Yes.
Okay. So you start off. What was one of your favorite episodes this year?
My favorite indie was That Thing featuring Dantea Mitchell Hunter. We had worked really hard to finally get on the mic together.
Yes.
And it was a really good episode. And nice to interview a therapist, a fellow Black woman, about relationships and about how it's all connected. And it was a fun episode that I think got a lot of good like feedback and downloads and stuff. So thanks, y'all.
No, I agree. I obviously there's something there, and I think maybe we should do 2 more interviews with therapists next year.
More than 2. Maybe every episode is with therapists.
Possibly a cool down with the therapist. This is a mini. I foresee an uptick in episodes next year. Well, that's all. I think that might be something that we could roll out.
Maybe.
Okay.
How about you? What was your favorite episode?
My favorite episode was also with someone. It was with Dr. Tiffany
and her Horace. Husband.
Yeah, yes. That was
a fun episode.
So me and Randy have a history of whenever we go into places, sometimes old school music just start playing. Like since we were kids and teenagers and dating, like random old school songs would come out. And we always happen to bump into some old couple that will tell us a story or that will compliment us, which I always feel is really, really nice. And it was nice just sitting with a couple people who are older than us. I'm not calling them just old people, and just having a conversation and
incredibly like smart and educated. And
yes. But also ties to the South. They know some stuff. They've been through some stuff.
So I was like, no, I'm just Black.
Mans was a whole vet. He was like, no, just it was really, really cool to just talk with people. And we got some good like couples
yeah,
advice as well. And she advised Randy on doing some stuff that I don't know if maybe I didn't have the words for it to express, like some things that would absolutely help in certain situations or things that would be good for us. And I was like, oh, I never thought about it like that. Like
what?
It was she had mentioned the sounds, like using sounds and smell,
like nature sounds.
And you
and
were
stuff?
Already on like this thing where smells are doing something for you, and like sounds are doing something for you. But like, do this here, try this here. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, oh, I never put two and two together to thought that maybe she would even like to do something like that. So now I got like thoughts and plans and ideas and dates, and you know, it's just like the pros of talking to people who like there's no like ill intent, like they just want to talk to you or just want to like help with something.
Yeah,
that I absolutely appreciate it.
It was a good episode. For those who don't know, it's called Holistic Medicine, mm-hmm, or Holistic Marriage.
You know, they had a beautiful story, yeah. And please, if you haven't, go ahead and listen.
It was a really good interview and conversation, and for me, the fool that was my favorite was the glad we didn't know that, because it was a time we were finally on the mic together after not being on the mic together. And yeah, our episodes together are always, when it's just us, because we did a lot of collabs this year, mm-hmm, are always, you know, fun and nice, especially in hindsight, like as I'm editing, I'm like, oh, like, yeah, we still got it. so yeah, that was one of those episodes.
I like that.
Thank you. Okay, y'all. So our favorite collab of the year is, can I get a drum roll?
I'm sorry. Boop, 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 boop. No. What? Is there a sound effect that you can hit for this? Because no. I'm struggling.
Okay. Maybe I'll find one in editing. okay. So y'all know. Thank you, babe. Our favorite collab this year is Magic Mind Goes to Magic Mind. Y'all know how I feel about Magic Mind. The last few episodes.
Randy is an addict.
Have been all about Magic Mind. Okay. Magic Mind and I go together. But yeah, y'all.
She's trying to tell y'all, man.
I'm trying. Listen, I actually, Mikey, do I actually use the product?
You do, and it actually works.
I actually, he just don't like the taste. But y'all, they're coming out. Or they have gummies. They have gummies that aren't THC or anything like that. They're just Magic Mind. And I'm going to get some.
As soon as Randy read that there was a new product, she went into crackhead mode again.
Either way, I'm going to let y'all know how it goes, because... Oh my God. I'm so, like, I still have, Mikey, tell the truth. Do I be drinking it?
Randy, yes. And we still, I think, what you got, like one left in the fridge?
No. I better not. There's a box sitting on top of,
Y'all know, we've talked about this before. I'm not a coffee drinker. I wasn't a coffee drinker until I took my coding class and became a parent. And like, sometimes that's the only way that we can have energy. But coffee doesn't give you energy, which scientifically I keep learning. It just keeps you from being tired.
Yeah,
And it's just the difference between that and how you feel when you drink Magic Mind. And Magic Mind is actually good. Now, before this starts sounding like an ad, I'm gonna let you talk.
Okay, because right, I know what I'm saying. As y'all know, as we discussed this last time, Magic Mind discovered, and going back and listening to the episodes and in their collabs, that people were more likely to listen to info about Magic Mind without any music. Without mm-hmm. any like things that made it seem like an ad. Now again, I stress, I don't get paid for y'all buying Magic Mind. That was not the agreement. Mm-hmm. So the deal and the codes that I give y'all are legitimate, and I can keep getting them and keep giving them if y'all respond to them.
Use the code, y'all.
So before you use the code though, let's talk about y'all. You know, if my testimonial don't work, and if even Mikey's testimonial don't work, you know, even though he doesn't like the taste, but he knows it works, and sometimes he'll be like, let me just get a swig. Like, it's a shot. What yeah. do you mean?
I just swig? Want a shot of the shot. She don't like sharing, but it's fine. It's okay.
But anyway, yes. Yeah. So we're gonna go down some testimonials, okay, y'all? Y'all can find these testimonials as well. I will link the page. But they've have a lot of people who are like authors and podcasters and things. And so to start, this is an testimonial from Pete Holmes, actor and comedian. He says, for years now, Magic Mind has been like my own personal magical mythical beast that I set loose to destroy my procrastination, lethargy, and brain fog.
Yes, lethargy.
Is that how you...
Yes, it is.
Lethargy and brain fog. But unlike a mythical beast, it tastes really good too. Thank you, Pete Holmes, for telling the truth, because he is. Next, we have Cole Rothman, who is a professional surfer.
Okay.
He says, Magic Mind helps me lock into a focused state that I need to be in, whether I'm surfing pipe or working on my next big project. Okay, he's a surfer. And then we have Alex Snodgrass, who is a New York Times bestselling author. She says, after drinking Magic Mind, my brain fog lifts and I'm able to conquer my to-do list with less distraction. And y'all, this makes sense. Y'all can obviously hear there's a theme in these testimonials, and it's because, let's run through those ingredients.
Yeah, it does what it does.
Ashwagandha, matcha, lion's mane, agave, all the good stuff, okay? It's going to wake your ass up, okay? It's going to wake you up, and I really want y'all to get into it because... it's great. And oh, finally, we have a testimonial from Matt Mullingweg, who is the founder of WordPress. Do y'all hear that? WordPress. We all use it or try to copy it. Okay. Incorporating Magic Mind into my daily routine has become a ritual that fuels my productivity and creativity. And wow, again, I was snooping. I found out also that Rosario Dawson follows them. So I think she used it too.
I mean, I think you should have started with that.
I've loved
Rosario since I was a child.
Yes,
and Rosario, if you ever listen to this,
Paul,
I am married, but I do love you.
Who does it? If you don't, then Magic, no. Try Magic. Y'all use my... All right, y'all wait. Technical difficulties, we got a new link. So y'all, if you use my code, Randy... PDBF, you will actually get 50% off until the 6th. So until midnight, you can use my code at magicmind.com/RandyPDBF for a special extended Black Friday offer.
And one more time, can you tell them how to spell Randy just in case?
My name is spelled R-A-N-D-I-E. R-A-Y-M-O-N.
I guess it is.
My name is spelled R-A-N-D-I-E. And again, the code is RandyPDBF, and you can use it for 50% off until the end of December 6th, Friday, at magicmind.com/RandyPDBF. All right, y'all. All right.
Quick little transition.
Relationship check-in.
You seem like you had fun with that.
I did. I love Magic Mind. I don't know what y'all talking about.
All right. So we have our relationship check-in. So for anyone who is unfamiliar, our relationship check-in, what we do is we'll rank the following things, the pillars of our marriage, at least, on a scale of 1 to 5. And those topics are sex, money, communication, and parenting. We will talk quickly about our number and let's see where we are. So this year, Randy, sex.
For sex, I rated it at 3.5. When I combined the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Sex has been rough this year, as often when we've talked about it, you have pointed out. And again, like I said earlier, this year has been also the weirdest year because this is our first time living alone and living as a family without other extended family. And plus all the other things that I'm sure will come up. But as the year has grown and as we consistently try again and again to be in cahoots in a community with each other, I think that sex has reached 3.5 when you add up the whole year. Because I'm having a lot of fun again lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there are lots of reasons for that. But yeah, I'm just like, oh, wow, we're going to end this year good.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores, making the switch as easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
How about you?
I put it at 3.
Okay.
Exactly.
Of course you did.
I didn't put 0.5 for any of mine, but I did it 3 because same reason. Rough year, just as far as physical intimacy in general. I actually spoke with another married couple who I won't say because I ain't asked if we could like use their names.
Who?
And
okay.
And they were like, yeah, like they had been speaking to married couples as well, and it was like, this has just been a rough year for everybody.
I mean when you throw in capitalism, everything's like gone
the,
up
the world the way hard. The world has been treat has been just in general has been
and over, I'm supposed like, to be horny.
When there's a cloud of stress around people, and sometimes that has a different effect. Sometimes when you stress, you really want to fuck. Sometimes when you stress, you don't want to fuck at all. Like it's just there's a thing that happens, and because you have to, or you're paired with somebody else, and y'all got to find balance with each other, shit can get lost, right? But anytime you come together and y'all communicate and we figure it out, I'm not y'all. I'm speaking about us now. We be straight, which is why, as of today, shit's a 5. But when you average it out for the year. It is what it is. I just, moving forward, don't want that to be the case because you're my favorite person. And, you know, thanks. Pussy is fire. So, yeah.
All right.
Money. Where you at?
I put 4.
You don't say. I also put 4.
Oh, okay. About to say what? You 3 again? 4. I put 4 because while this year... While I haven't made as much money as I hoped I would this year, my relationship and mindset about money has completely changed. And
why does that matter?
Well, because it's hard to get money when you hate yourself and money. And so
I've been really why
like
why would you say it like that?
I'm serious, like I don't know how to say
go
it.
Ahead
I Kendrick Lamar understands. I don't know how to say it.
I love you.
I have been working really 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 hard on my money mindset and on what I actually want to do as a career and as a person, as a woman, as a black woman. And this year I got a lot of clarity, and on top, like, I've been working really hard, y'all, and all the things that have transpired specifically since Noah was born in the past, I have changed a lot, and I had to confront a lot of grief and denial about a lot of things, and a lot of my worthiness was attached to performance and all this stuff. And I have done really tough work, read a lot of books, journaled a lot, pulled cars a lot, been in therapy a lot, mm-hmm. drank a lot of water. And so I'm just like, I'm able to see, you know, also, you know, capitalism requires depression and poverty and all these things. And like, but there are ways that my people, as a Black American, with people who were chattel slavery, in chattel slavery, we know how to make do, and not just make do in the sense of like surviving. But this year with money, it's been like, oh, I've been actually able to get and do the things I want to do. And that required help, obviously, from my husband and, you know, his work, but also even with the Magic Mind collab. And like, I've been able to call in things where I don't feel at the end of this year that I didn't get to do anything
yeah.
or have anything or want anything. And so that's why I rated it a four, because I don't think I've had a relationship with money like this ever. And especially since, you know, me and my siblings were often financially abused. And so there's like a lot. And so money really does, it's a lot. And it's more than like what we, it's a lot more than money. It doesn't just come based off merit and hard work.
No, it don't.
And so, because if it did, then I wouldn't. Somebody else would be editing this podcast. Somebody else, there's no way to be a billionaire. But, you know, I would be one of them. I would have some more money.
Maybe not a billionaire, I'm sorry.
But yeah, no. So yeah, that's me. How about you?
I rated it a four because, yeah, no. Money finds me. At all times. It is what it is. We didn't talk about this on the podcast because I was going through it in real life. Didn't really want to. But I actually started off this year being laid off.
Yep.
I did not have a job for the first 4 months of the year.
But we made it because of the severance.
But because of the work that was done previously, which allowed us to save and which allowed me to do what I needed to do so we could at least get out of the back cave and make sure we were straight for some months, I was able to figure something out and I was able to secure another position and get additional contracts and we're fine. All in all, my child be clothed. She has money on her damn lunch account.
Not that she eat it.
You know what I'm saying? We eat out whenever we feel like it because that's how we treat ourselves. That's just
then really what we are. Like for us, it's gonna be food.
food be the thing, man.
But like, got time.
But when you in the back cave, that really wasn't.
Especially when everybody was watching, like, y'all got food again? You ain't got
you
no
know
money.
What I mean? But like,
where your money at?
Shit. Like, so we ain't there no more. Matter of fact, as I speak to y'all right now, the fridge full. Niggas' bellies ain't empty. Yeah. We good. Bills paid. Rent good. Was paid on the first. I tried to pay it early. Like, that's where we at now, which just wasn't the case for the longest. And I've done work to get to this point, and I'll continue to do work, and it just feels good to see my work pan out. But as you said, as you mentioned before, hard work isn't the only thing that does it. My connections was able to help me get and secure employment. I spent most of this year driving by homeless tents, and homeless villages, and I know how difficult it is in this economy. And according to all the statistics that I've ever come across and seen, we are in a very high percentage of people, the amount of income that I generate. And everybody is this close, like super close to being homeless.
We're all
like everyone is one mispayment,
check.
One
we're all a
late
check.
Something, you know what I'm saying? From being out the fuck side. Our own neighborhood.
Yeah.
This year alone, we done swapped out how many neighbors?
A lot. We've seen a lot of evictions.
We've lost a lot of people. And so like, it's hard. It's hard. It's very difficult, but we managed to keep our head above water and not just not drown, but we've been swimming. We've been fucking swimming and lounging and playing in the water. Like, it just feels good to not be down and out and destitute, but it's because of all of the work that we put in. And so, yeah, not only reason why I didn't say five is because I ain't go Christmas shopping yet.
Because
I'm like, because prioritizing some shit. But like, other than that, it started off hard.
Yeah.
But we've learned so many lessons it's not all doom and gloom. Like, something gonna come or else I gotta rob people. And it didn't come to that. And so, yeah.
Thanks, babe.
That's me. Communication, love.
For communication this whole year, I said a two. This year has been the toughest year of communication. Between us, I feel like, but again, this is like new footing. Like, we've never been in the situation that we've been in as a married couple and as a married couple with children who are parents. I said with parents, right? Married couple with parents. we haven't been in this situation. But yeah, this year was really hard for me individually. I actively felt and sensed myself closing off and shrinking in things out of fear and out of like fear of being misunderstood, fear of being understood but still rejected, fear of not saying what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, Mercury retrograde is all about miscommunication and technology is crazy, and it felt like this whole year was retrograded for us. But in talking to other married people, apparently like the eighth year is just that year. I mean, what year are we? Yeah, the eighth year is that year.
What year are we?
For some reason, it's the eighth year. Mm-hmm. I don't know what or why, but this year I felt, when it concerned communication, I know you feel similarly, you'll say, but I felt the loneliest I've ever felt. And I went through like 2 journals this year. I went through like, because I was just like, maybe we gonna start writing, you know, things down. But again, this year globally and all the things was hard. And I really think that in hindsight, it's important to use that in context, because if it wasn't all this added stuff, I think it could, we both could have been, or would have been, more patient with each other, and more better at giving the benefit of the doubt, more nervous system regulated and all the things, more gracious. But it's been a lot. And like you said, it was hard starting this year off, the first 6 months or 5 months, living off of work you had done in the past, me living off of a contract, you know, that got ended halfway through, and constantly having projects and things be pushed back on both of our ends that we thought would, you know, would help us and let the load off, you know, a little bit, so that we could actually be present and be with each other and all the stuff. And so this year was not that year. And while it's December and we have survived, and it will get better, because it does. Yeah, this year was tough for me when it concerned communication. Like I found myself, even now I'm trying to like flinching a lot, like, wait, but not because obviously you're violent or anything, but just because we've been, it's been so, I know it's hard for you to hear this, and it's hard for me to say, and when you say it, it's going to be tough to hear, but like, it's just been this, it's been tough to hear. It's been a tough to hear year. What are we really saying? And if what we really are saying is what we mean, then fuck. And if it's not, then how do I gain the confidence and the courage to remember who you are and who we are together and who I am? Because I ain't a punk ass bitch, but also I got to speak up, and also I got to be willing to listen, and also all the stuff. So yeah, 2, I give it a 2, because it hasn't been awful, or we wouldn't obviously be doing this. But when I like added it up and then divided it and did the mean, that's where we were, because this year was really tough. That's me.
Yeah. Yeah, I also had 2.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Same reasons. This year I think was the most disconnected we have ever been.
Yeah.
And I hated it. A lot of the year I did not know what was going on. I was in a constant state of confusion, trying to understand where you are, where we are, why we're struggling. Outside of all the things that we listed, right? Because even with the world being what it is, you not behaving like the person I know you to be was difficult, and us not talking was a thing. And I think the podcast is like a literal physical manifestation of that. Like, we've recorded less episodes this year than we have previously, because we ain't been talking, because of name a thing. I felt very disconnected from you again for a large part of the year, and this was a very difficult year for me personally, just because of all of the work that I've had to do. And that's nothing new. Like, it's just, I have to work hard every year. Like, it is what it is. It's the patriarchy, capitalist society, work, whatever. It's work or be homeless. But when shit's really, really difficult, and you and your girl not talking, and you and your best friend not cool, and you and your girlfriend not, like, it adds a layer of frustration that, like, I get why people snap. But as you mentioned before, because it's not zero, like, we're here today because that's not how we work. We eventually come back hella high water. And I'm not proud of our communication this year. Yeah. I'm not proud of the lack of communication. I'm not proud of how long it took us to like figure it out, honestly.
This year for me just felt like, I'm sorry, go ahead. Like, it felt like, you know how people say they are when they're married, and we're like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You don't, that's how y'all feel. This year felt like that. I was like, oh, is this what people be feeling?
I think I got a little bit of that this year.
I was like, oh, I felt like a normal couple. Like the normalized stereotypical couple.
Yeah.
But because
also there were things that were mirroring shit that people be talking about when they are unhappy in their relationship, what would be considered like one of those quote unquote like normal couples. Like, well, yeah, this is never something that I've had to experience because we just do this instead. But we hadn't. So yeah, no. Shitty year for communication. I don't want to repeat it.
what do you think we need to do next year to make sure, or moving forward?
That we make sure. Oh, okay. So your boy's been on the hunt for a good old fashioned therapist. I got a new line on a couples therapist. And so that's one thing. I think mediation is just important, especially when communication is struggling in ways that it just hasn't before. I mean, sometimes you just need another voice to help guide. I do not think that therapy is a catch-all or a solve-all. I'm not one of those people, but I definitely understand the benefits of therapy for people who sometimes need help organizing thoughts, tools to kind of help you work on things that you want to work on, or a light to kind of shine on something that you may be neglecting and not paying attention to that you probably should pay attention to. It is a tool. Like any other tool, it can be used for good. And I think that that is needed. That energy is needed. So that's one thing. But going back to doing the stuff that matters, I want to spend more time shutting out outside shit and focusing on what's going on inside. I want to go hang out with my friend. I want to just talk, because sometimes that's all that is really needed. Say the thing that's not being said. What we haven't done in a while was a fucking ceasefire. But maybe it's because we didn't realize we was under fire. I don't know, but that would only come from communication. So like, just spending time with each other. I would like to podcast. That usually helps. I would like to just talk. I think from talking, conversations happen that we didn't normally expect. From those conversations, maybe a good old fashioned argument and maybe some crying and some fucking, I don't know. But I don't want to repeat any of the terrible lack of communication and distance this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's very power right. Parenting.
It's the last one. Maybe you can guess what number I gave it.
I give parenting a 4. You know, we've been fighting for our lives.
You selling yourself short. I'm gonna cut you off on this one. No disrespect. I give us a 5, and I don't give a fuck what nobody said, including my wife. This was a 5 year for parenting. But please continue. I'll tell you why I say four
because Drew is different. Okay,
that nigga.
Drew is an alien, and we have been tasked with creating, making sure this alien becomes her highest best self.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that means nobody's off limits with some of the shit that she put down, including her parents. Now, on the one hand, I love it. It is so interesting watching.
Y'all, that's the number one word to describe raising. It's just interesting.
It's like, it's interesting watching someone live without fear. And like, she has no fear.
She is fearless.
Everybody is always so like, your feelings be hurt sometimes when she in one of her moods, but then,
she's just being honest,
right? But then it's so enlightening. It's like, you know what? You're right. Drew, I really struggle with like the stereotypical trope of like mothers and daughters. Da, da, da. I can definitely see why, especially if you aren't doing the work, the inner work as a parent. It's very easy to like shape your whole life and expectations about what your kids are doing / not doing. And yeah, this year I had to literally say out loud, Randy, Drew is not your mom. She is not your mom. She is not your mom.
Y'all relationship ain't that relationship either.
And Drew is not you, you know. And parenting Drew based off who she is has been fun and also hard, because it goes against all of my
conditioning, training, beliefs.
For instance, the other night I needed space and your daughter kept walking in there trying to get me to see something that I know, because I did it. Like, I put it together for her and she kept coming in and out, in and out. Mom, I need you. I need you. I need you. And I was like, Drew, I really need a moment. And finally I was like, finally she said, Mom, I really need you. And you know, that's something me and you don't play yes. about. And so I was like, fine, give me a moment. And then this girl literally went to, it worked, it worked, it worked. I finally got her to come. Like, she literally.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I looked at her dead on her eye. I said, thank you for saying that.
So for clarification, she pulled out her manipulation.
Yeah, she purposely was trying to wear me down. Yes.
To bring Randy out. And then once Randy said okay, she was like, she celebrated.
She celebrated because she's a sore winner and loser. But anyway, and Drew's really great at board games. And so anyway.
My baby loves Monopoly.
She loves Monopoly.
It's my child, y'all.
And so anyway, so she, I literally looked at her and I said, thank you for saying that. Because she constantly teaches me about honoring boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just
because... And she violated right. your boundary. And you I let said, it happen.
Yeah. And so now I have to... I never came out. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yeah, now you
well,
can
Well, you were
really,
about to.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. But when she celebrated, I was like, that was a lesson. And so that has impacted, even from then, how I've been parenting lately. Because I'm like, I see you. You're trying to wear me out.
You know exactly what you're doing.
And that's why the past few days I've been getting her up for school, it hasn't been a struggle because I'm like, you full of shit. Get your ass up. I don't say that, obviously, you know, but I'm just like, Drew.
You be thinking it.
I'm not doing this with you. Because she needs, when somebody's not afraid, you have to not also be afraid. Mm-hmm. You can't be scared either because she can sense fear.
She can smell fear.
And she can sense confusion. And anyway, so yeah, I've been having the time of my life. Drew completely grows me up and that's not her job or responsibility. And yet by the end of the year, each year parenting her, I am completely fucking different as a woman, as a mother, as a person. And anybody who comes in contact with her feels the exact same way because she is something else. How about you?
Yeah, no, 5 for everything you just listed. Parenting is hard, whether you have kids, don't have kids, lost kid, whatever it is. Parenting in general is hard, no matter how you do it. And anybody who can stick it out with these, what's the gremlins? If you can really tough it out with this person.
She does hate to get wet.
And not supposed to feed her after midnight. if you can stick through the day with this really difficult being and you do it enough days, you'll start to notice that within those days, there are moments where they like show you something absolutely beautiful or they say something really deep or they do something that's absolutely amazing and it makes it worth it. That 1 second, make all the other bullshit from the last couple of weeks and days worth it. And this girl do a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
But it'd be worth it when she say, I love you, Dad.
Or, I'm sorry. That was a lot. She does.
I'm doing too much, aren't I?
She'd be like, Mom, that wasn't very good.
I wasn't paying attention, Dad.
Can you please repeat yourself?
In those moments, I'll be like, man, I'm teaching her something. I also watch our child interact with other kids. Mm-hmm. And that also is a litmus test to me.
Yeah.
That lets me know we're doing 5s.
Yeah, I guess.
We are at 5. Because this child is thriving. Our daughter is actually smart.
Yeah.
Our daughter is beautiful. Our daughter is strong. Our daughter is...
As hell.
She is a lot of really great shit. And I love who she is. I actually like who she is as a person.
Yeah.
That right there lets me know we're not doing too bad. The girl got good taste in music.
She really do. And she can... Y'all, she only has to hear something twice. Anything.
And she knows the words, man.
And she knows the words.
That's what it is.
It is so bizarre. Just twice. And she knows all of it.
My baby be singing some Michelle Branch in the car. And was like, it's not just Kendrick. Kendrick is for the babies. But Drew know mad shit. Mm-hmm. And so because of who our child is turning out to be, I look at that as that's where my result is. And that's me and you doing that. And me and you come together on everything. We're good. We'll figure out what needs to happen. We're going to bathe the child. I got to get off this microphone right now because I got to go pick this child up.
Yeah.
We come together on the work. We come together on the hair. We come together on like everything. And so because we are working on this project together, it literally looks like what happens when me and you work on something together. And I like this girl.
Yeah,
I do.
She's so sweet.
I love my baby. And so, no, I'm not giving my, I ain't giving my parents in a 4. I'm a 5 father. Like this is, no.
I mean, Drew would give me a
10. Drew would say, I get on a scale of 1 to 5, Daddy, or a 10. I'm going to take that shit. And then maybe if I said no to her getting some candy later that day, she'd be like,
it's
a 2.
She's going
to
come back and tell you. Remember when I said that was
Remember
a 10?
Remember I said I gave you a 10?
I give you a 1. Because you ain't shit.
I give you a -3, Dad. Because I heard that negative numbers are bad. And I think you're bad now. He's like, because got it. I'll take that too.
Right.
I like that you know that you can communicate that with me. And I'm going to swing on your little
later,
ass.
Later, she's going to come back and say, Dad, I'm sorry.
That was mean.
That was mean.
You know what? This is also our fault. But I'm proud of the work that we are doing with this baby.
Yeah.
I am. It hasn't been for nothing. And... I love it. I love it. And I like parenting with you.
Yeah, we're fun.
And you're a great mom.
Thank you.
So,
babe.
No, 4. 5.
Thank you. All right, go pick up the baby.
All right, and then fight or flight.
Okay. right, so it's actually superlatives before fight or flight.
Yeah. You got awards and shit. All right, so how you want to do this? Just go at it randomly?
No, I do not. How many people is it?
12, 15. Mad.
Okay, so we can go back and forth.
Okay, that's good. All right, so these superlatives, again, are for our family over on Patreon.
Our most active and engaged.
Who we absolutely appreciate and love. And honestly, were a large part of how we were able to survive yet another year. That's like five of this. We started this back in what, the pandemic?
No, we started Patreon in 2018.
Prior to the pandemic.
Yeah, I was pregnant with Drew. The top of 2019.
Still keeping close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of these people have been here since Drew was in utero. So,
so our first superlative is for Renee, who is voted most likely to have a spreadsheet for that.
Charnel, most likely to burn all this shit down.
Which mirrors Randy. Y'all the same person. Jared, most likely to be a future owner of an F1 team. I'm putting that out there for you, bro.
Susie, most likely to be a part of Nat Turner's revolt.
What do you mean by that?
Susie about that life. I love Susie. This year of, as I've talked about, the Palestinian genocide, Susie's in Nebraska, and one of her coworkers slash has become friends, I want to say, is Palestinian. Mm-hmm. And so they've been working very closely together, and she's been going to events and joining organizations in Nebraska, and it's a part of a coalition for Palestinians. Mm-hmm. And Susie really about it. And so she would be right there with me at Nat Turner's revolt on my birthday. Mm. Fucking shit up.
I love you so much.
But yeah.
Next one goes to Robbie. Most likely to start a successful band in his late 40s if he can consistently stick with his guitar lessons. Keep it up, bro. Like, one of us got to be consistent because I gave up.
No, you didn't.
I didn't give up. I just haven't picked up my guitar in a minute. You got to follow through, Robbie.
Yanitza, most likely to have a particular set of skills.
Y'all, Yanitza's dog got kidnapped.
It's not funny. I'm not laughing at that.
We were
stressed, but I'm laughing because the way she organized to get this dog back, the way that she literally tore up her side of Connecticut to get this dog back.
I thought it was beautifully done.
Yeah.
How many days it took?
I think 48, maybe three.
Not 48 hours.
No, it was 48.
It was 2 days. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 48 hours. It was 48 hours. So, yeah. Yeah. So, and it's about it. And don't give her a needle, okay? Because she be drawing blood.
What?
Yes.
Oh, great. Next up, we have Nikki, voted most likely to buy and rebrand Trump Tower. So, now, Nikki is on this path of global domination
and conglomerate.
her people, her ancestors conspire for her success. At like every turn.
Nikki, keep a job.
Not just keep a job, all right? Excel
she
in
be
it.
Running.
And then when the next one is ready for her, it opens up paths that only she would recognize, and they just fall right in place for her. And I hope that shit continues forever. so yeah, buy it, rename it. I stay at Nikki Tower. Sound good?
Jason, most likely to actually get a vasectomy because niggas be talking about I'm getting a vasectomy and no but Jason
niggas
most
don't
likely
be talking about getting a vasectomy.
Yes, they do. Whatever. What?
Jason.
What?
How many kids Jason got?
Paul, what?
How many kids Jason got?
A lot. What? Mikey, I'm
girl,
not
taking the time for this.
No, it's not. Most... You're absolutely right.
Don't do it, Jason.
He already did it.
Next we have John A. Most likely to have a villain origin story this year.
Yes.
Why you say that?
Because she is. John A. done tried.
Is it because of the dating?
All of it. John A. is tired. And this is the year of her villain origin story. All right. Droopy, most likely to be voted beloved community miss.
She is appreciated in our Patreon space. However, that child is disruptive.
She is so, y'all, she's, every time we say good news, she showed the same tea she lost.
Mm-hmm.
she be saying something, she'd be ready for people to clap, and I have to be like, y'all, Drew's waiting on y'all, and everybody takes some stuff off mute and give applause.
Jesus Christ.
Like, it is not, okay, beloved community.
It become the Drew show, right?
All right.
Next up, we have Ebony B. Most likely to come back to the U.S. with an antidote.
Yes. Okay, y'all. She is in Japan. Apparently, they got bugs and roaches the size of
I googled it after cats. You told me. I wish I didn't.
I have not looked at it.
They have super roaches.
Yeah. And they got this special spray over there that only actually kills them. Mm-mm. And I asked her to bring some back because
I love you.
It's like, we got to see what this stuff do to the ones over here. Okay.
Because they be dancing in raid.
They really, she said they be showering. Like, they just like, oh, this the is cute. It's hot. Yeah. This is cozy.
Oh, God. What's next? You got it.
Oh, yes. Brittany B. Hump. Most likely to experience profound growth from her eat, pray, love era. Brittany about that life. Okay. She's a manifester.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever she put her mind to it, things fucking shake.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Brie. Most likely to get pregnant in the next 365.
And we have Ebony and Jamal. Most likely to escape their prison sentence in Georgia.
Man, free the Tuckers, bro. Free my niggas, man. Let them boys go home, man. They want to go back to Texas, man.
Cannot stand you.
I'm praying that they get that for.
They will.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. All right. And last but not least, we have Miss Lorraine. Voted most likely to wear white people down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, she will.
And by the way, congratulations and shout out to the new owner of Jersey Mike's.
We are so proud of you, Miss Lorraine.
And we can't wait to come and order sandwiches and pay full price.
Yes, you have been working so hard. You have been dealing with these white people and wearing them down. And we are proud of you. And we are so grateful to know you and so excited for your... What, new restaurant?
Yeah, well, our success, but your restaurant.
Paul.
What?
What?
It's a community win right here.
It's not.
We all got a restaurant now. I'm right? About to go start telling my people. Listen, I'm a franchise owner.
When the Hockey Lifts happen, we meeting at the Jersey Mike's.
Yep, yep.
That Miss Lorraine got.
Yep, and we going to plan world domination or how to repair it over San Diego. I don't know.
All right, y'all. We love y'all so much.
Thank y'all so much for everything.
Your superlatives, y'all are the best, and these are very fun to create.
Yes, and we will be sending out certificates in your emails. We'll put them together.
Maybe not emails, because I don't know if we got everybody's email.
Okay, I'll put it on Patreon.
Or Discord,
thank you. And if you want to be a part of our Patreon village, you can still join.
Yeah.
At www.patreon.com/blackmelinamarriage.
We have fun. We have Discord. There are lots of things happening. We take pictures after every meeting. At least we try to remember to. And
We do. I think we're consistent.
I've been having a computer full of screenshots. Yeah,
of
from
this
like
group.
2023.
Just period.
All right, y'all. Fight or flight.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, 'cause it's fight or flight.
All right, babe.
Oh, it's my flight.
Yes, it is.
I wrote one down, actually.
Did you?
I did. I got beef. Oh, okay. All right, so this is pretty straightforward. I'm gonna start by saying I love you.
I love you too, Mike.
Are you gonna? You can look at me. We just talking.
Mikey, I love you too.
Okay. That was the last thing. I just want to look at you now so we can talk. So, as you know, maybe you don't know this. As everyone listening to this knows, Randy takes naps and Randy sleeps, right? And Randy is a deep sleeper when she has deep sleep. And Randy has vivid dreams and Randy has a wild imagination. And this isn't going where you think it's going. Because I actually don't have a problem with you waking up and telling me your dreams. That's not like, I actually, the randomness, you don't even care that I'm hungry or that or I'm working or we got to eat breakfast or like, just, you don't care about shit. You got to get the story out before you forget, which I actually respect because I be forgetting my dreams. This is different. Randy is one of those people where if she's taking a nap and you touch her, she'll wake up as if she was being murdered. There's a whole bunch of gasping and fighting for air and then like looking around. And that's even not the thing that I want to complain about. You do this thing, Randy, where you get up from a nap, from sleep, and you want to immediately start having conversation. Not telling me a dream, but having a conversation when you're not all there. You haven't completely woken up. And I'm tired.
What do I say? What do
you try to engage and kind of, yeah, so did you put the thing? Can we, is it okay? Like you just start asking questions that have nothing to do with anything. You're not ready to start your day. You're not ready to engage with people. You don't wake up slowly and gradually like you used to.
I never used to wake up slowly and gradually.
You used to take your time.
When?
You wake up now in like panic sweats, thinking that you're in mid conversation and you try to have a conversation and it's you're not saying actual words. So I have to do the thing where I'll be like, all right, baby, it's okay. Take your time. We'll come back to it. Like, to constantly remind you that, like, wherever you were at the time, you are not there now. I need you, when you wake up from these panic naps, to just take a minute and gather yourself. Look around. See where you are before you start trying to have full-blown conversations saying words that don't make sense. It stresses me.
Why does it stress you?
Because I don't know how to interact with you.
What?
It's mostly just me calming you down or me trying to get back to whatever it was that I was doing instead of trying to engage in this conversation that you don't understand what you're saying. It's really just me being like, hey, it's okay. Like, it's fine. Take your time. You're not awake yet. So instead of doing that, I would like for you to just slowly wake up. We don't need nothing from you right now. I'm going to keep the kid away from you. I don't need anything from you right now. You could just wake up, gather yourself, look around, and then come out whenever you're ready, like you do other times. But them times where you don't, it's weird.
Well, I mean, when I wake up, my brain, like, it's like a light switch.
But you already start going. That's what I'm saying. But when you start talking, you're not saying anything that makes sense, ever.
What do I say? I need an example.
I'm trying to think.
Because it sounds like you just don't want to talk to me.
Ready?
Why are you laughing?
Because I don't like you.
I'm serious.
That's not what it is at all.
It sounds like you're saying you wake up wanting to communicate with me and I have other shit to do.
Oh.
So what do I be saying that is so off?
Actually, no. Wait. You're right. You're right. That's what it is.
Okay.
You're so right.
This is why communication is too.
Randy, here's the thing.
What do right, I be saying?
That's fine. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to write it down next time.
I don't want you to have to write it down. I know that I wake up talking to you often and you're like, babe, just go back to sleep. But I be wanting to check in.
But I'm trying
in.
To say it. No, but no, Randy, you're not even aware that you're not saying anything. It's not that you're not saying anything important or that matters to me. You're just mixing words together. It's like when Drew be doing stuff when she's tired and she just started putting a flabby-dibbity-doo and she just run
never
away or some shit like
that. She do be saying some crazy shit, but she ain't never said that.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you be trying to have a full-blown conversation with Drew and she just look you in your eye and she meow.
Yes.
That's the same shit you do. Y'all. Except you just say, you string words together and they're not actual sentences. And that's when I have to tell you, it's okay. You are not ready. We can start this over when you actually get up. Because I do want to hear from you. Just not the shit you're talking about right now because you don't even know what you're saying. And I don't know what you're saying. And trying to figure it out while you're tired still, there's no point.
Well, I'm sorry for being myself.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I will work on
the flippity dabbity
I will work on waking up and grounding myself into the present before I say
words
anything to you.
Okay.
So I am blind.
A win is a win.
PDA, sir, it is your gun.
It's definitely yours.
No, because we agreed.
Oh, you just going to delete your name?
We agreed that the person doing the PDA is the one that started the fight because I can't be expected to come with PDA after being fought.
Yeah, whatever. I love you. All right, so PDA for me, right? What do I want to highlight here? I'll go in on something that I'm just proud of that you've done. This year, you have started off on yet another journey, a different career path, which is something different than what you've done in the past, but relates very heavily to things that you've already done. And while I see success for you in this space, and not just success in the form of like money, but in connecting with people and doing work that's meaningful to you and like all that jazz, I'm just really excited for the path that you've chosen to take. I think that it's time. I think that it's timely. And I like what it's doing to you, even the parts that you don't like. So today you had like to work on your homework.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been working on your homework nonstop for the last like 4 days, right?
Yes.
All right. So that's one of the things that you've been waking up talking about is your homework, right? Like that's one of the things. You just randomly start talking about this assignment. I was like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You're like, you remember the thing with the thing? You've been saying words that I don't know because I didn't take this class. I don't know what you're talking about. But then later you'll be awake and you'll be like, oh, this is about Figma. I was like, oh, got it. Cool. I don't know that. But seeing you get interested in something that in a field where I know that you'll excel because you're smart is just really fun to watch. Like as a fan, it's like, ooh, the Warriors are down 10. Oh, it's God. 5 minutes left, and Steph been sitting down stewing for the last 10 minutes, and now he pissed. And I already know it's about to happen. It's gonna be a whole bunch of fucking threes that he ain't gonna look at when they go in. It's gonna be a whole bunch of impossible shots running around, making niggas exhausted, and then laying it up. And it's gonna be more threes. And even though everybody know that threes is coming, they still always surprised and shocked. And the final score is gonna be you with a W. So I'm excited to see what comes of this and what this does for you, your confidence, your life. And us, but more so you first. And I'm excited for you.
Thanks, babe.
But you actually just look happy while you're doing it.
Yeah, it feels nice to use my brain for something other than mothering and trying to fix myself. And yeah, it's a definitely a brain exercise, and it feels good to be exhausted for reasons that do not involve depression. Or anxiety.
Also, I was glancing across earlier when you were taking notes, because I didn't know what you were talking about, because you started in the middle of a sentence and you were just reading. I was like, that's the most organized shit I've ever seen. Like, I don't know what it was, sticky notes or something. Mm-hmm. And I was a student and I didn't do all that shit. I have students still as I teach and they don't do all that shit. So I'm just excited for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
My PDA is, as we close out this year and this season.
Should I have said the year, a year thing?
No, I'm just saying this is mine. I am proud of you for this year. You have tried new things. You have done the things you have put off forever out of fear, out of necessity, out of all the reasons. Like, you got your PS5.
I did.
And why you didn't get like the 30th anniversary one, because not many people did.
Yeah, that's fine.
You didn't like, you, this year you did not continue to derail yourself or deflect yourself from what you want. And so you actually did things. You saw a need with the motorcycle lessons necessary for people to pass this test. And so you did it. And you became a manager. You bought you some new clothes. And socks that don't have holes in them. And like, these little ways of you taking care of yourself is nice and refreshing, because it just feels like, I know a lot of the, I don't know if it's resentment, but that's the word, a lot of the resentment or frustration, exhaustion that I always believe that you let out when you are exhausted and burned out is because, you know, your will is not full. And because of like who you are and how you love and the things you're unlearning and learning, you haven't always been the best at taking care of yourself. And unless everybody else around you is also taken care of. And so I'm proud of you, because this year you seem and are and were a lot less codependent, in the sense of you weren't tying everybody's like needs and emotions and things to your, to you, to where you put yourself to the side. And even when we had that big like family meeting at mom's with Therese and everybody, you were like very honest and you communicated. And that is not something you would have done last year, 2 years ago. So I hope that this trail you're blazing will result in, you know, continued full cup runneth over for Mikey, and not just for everyone else, but like for Mikey, and that it also helps you not snap, as you have voiced a lot this year that you've been like close to doing, whatever that may mean for you. Like that can give you some reprieve. I hope that after a time just remember to be soft to yourself and gracious, and to do things that you want for yourself without worrying about everybody else or worrying so much about everyone else, and then everyone else not noticing that you're worrying so much about everyone else, which just makes you angrier because you're like trying to take care of everybody. And so this year I felt like you really worked to do things you enjoy, to hang out with your friends, to buy the things you want, to rest when you want, you know, like I found that this year you resisted in little ways, you know, that add up, and that will continue to add up. So I'm very proud of you, because I know that is not easy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes. This year has been different, and a lot of the work that I've done prior to this year definitely helped make this year possible. A lot of the stuff we went through right before starting this year helped put me in a space where I could even do things a little bit different. And yeah, no, filling my cup and all that. More of that next year. Yeah.
Y'all, the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman. All episodes of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast are edited by Randy Chapman at Wordy Productions.
Yep. Wordy P. The podcast production company. All right. Still.
That may be changing to production company.
In 2025. Be on the lookout.
Or six. I don't fucking know. Go ahead.
It's okay. We are still available everywhere that you can listen to podcasts, y'all. Yeah. Rate us.
5 stars, y'all. And review us. It's the last episode of the season.
Yeah, man.
We know we're coming back next year. We just don't know when. So, you know, in the meantime, write us a review, please.
And catch up on these episodes.
Yeah. And, you know, email us and call us and things.
All those things.
You know, how y'all used to do.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Fight or Flight Jingles was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles.
Details in our show notes to hang out with us and support our work as independent creators. Join us on Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage.
There you'll get access to our Discord channel,
unedited, edited, and ad-free episodes,
Zoom meetings,
which have turned into Discord meetings, which are a lot of fun.
It's the soundboard, man.
Yeah, Discord has a community hangout. Like, and we're all that's stupid. What we call it. It is a lot of fun. And, you know, it's baked in. You know, I have to pay. Anyway, Zoom or Discord meetings with us and more.
Follow us on social media. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
On Blue Sky,
yes,
you are.
I am Rand the Solar Punk. .BOKSKY.social.
And I ain't telling y'all all that. So mine is East Atlanta Mike on Blue Sky. Look it up.
Well, I had to say mine because I changed my domain from Blue Sky to Black Sky. Shout out to Jared. You see, it says BOK.
It does say. Okay. But either way, they would have to still go to Blue Sky, right? To go to camp.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But those are details.
We're actually going to tweet over there on, let's not, it's called
Skeet. Please don't promise.
We're going to Skeet over there on Blue Sky.
Like, no, it's not called that anymore.
I thought you looked up the post and said it was called Skeet.
Yeah,
that's why I joined.
But we're all in resistance.
Who's in resistance? I support Skeets.
Anybody with some, what's the word?
Anyway, if you want to see me Skeet all on my Mikey timeline, I'll be over on Blue Sky as East Atlanta Mike.
He say that, but yeah, he ain't said a word
over
there.
I put up a Skeet like last week.
Last week.
I've been working.
Oh, okay.
Ain't much, but then my parlays. You know, I've been real focused on my parlays. Oh, it's going to be some ads next season,
and
y'all.
And on Twitter, we are gone.
Yeah, we off there.
Like, we not even, we've been gone for a minute, but you know, we really gone. Cool. You know, y'all may still see us, the page up, but it don't mean nothing. All right, y'all. We love y'all. Thank you again for listening. As always, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
When you get 1, 2, 3, let me step into the moon. Am I the one you see when you get up in the moon?
I don't know. Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.